Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Yeah. William, where have you brought me?
This is the forge.
Right.
And this is where we have some of the oldest equipment. And then your rich colours, forever. Except for the one in the corner, which is a furnace. That came out of the old British Army barracks.
Go away.
So that would have been used to make horseshoes, maybe armaments, Lord knows. That's well over 100 years. I've had all the machines here over 100 years. They came here secondhand from Sheffield.
Right.
And perfect.
Does technology not cause you to update them, or is it just that they're so good?
No, they're as good as anything new you would buy. But they're in the constant state of being maintained. He's using a coining machine. He's actually embossing the pattern on what we call a blank. So he's producing a King's Pattern table fork there now.
So
you have a top and bottom die. So they've been annealed, softened in the furnace before they get to this stage.
All this going on in this room together?
In this room. Yes, we've all these different stages. We start off with a sheet, we produce the basic blank, we end up with scrap material, waste material, which originally we recycled into jewellery.
Right.
So then there are many different forms. Like for every one pattern, you have about 20 different tools and dies. And we have 19 patterns. But we also use more modern technology next door, water jet technology for cutting shapes. So you can see that now, if you wish.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
Yeah.
I just see a picture of Joan Collins. We're in such good company in here. I'd say she was very busy in here, was she?
There she was.
Now, this looks like a weight that you'd lift in Pat Henry's gym. What is this I'm looking at?
Yeah, so you've got two spinning discs.
Yes.
And when they come together, they drive the disc in the center, which causes the top and bottom die to come together to create the bowl and the spoon.
It looks like a very old machine.
Yeah, it's well over 100 years old.
I take it that man's finger never goes in.
Oh, no.
That's
my God. So we've just come from the forge.
We
make the basic components and blanks.
And now?
And then we bring them to the preparatory shop.
So this is where we start to speak louder.
There's a greater amount of noise here. There's a lot of grinding, polishing, hand polishing.
And everybody in headphones, of course.
And everybody is well protected.
Yes.
Each Newbridge knife must go through many different processes.
Okay.
All handheld stages. There's a significant amount of handwork involved in making any one of our items. A Newbridge knife from beginning to end will be handled at least 20 different times. 20 different operations.
What amazes me is the sense of by hand this work is done by craftspeople.
Massive amount.
And everybody here has the skill to perform every different operation. So, and when they have acquired that skill, they are known to be cutlers. It's not a commonly known trade because there aren't that many in the business anymore, but we have 20 cutlers. Okay, Marty, so now we're in the...
It's the quieter part.
It's the quieter part.
Because it's so noisy outside.
For the moment.
Yes,
so
okay.
The piece you saw being made in the forge now will pass through this preparatory shop where there's a series of linishing processes, grinding, deburring processes, annealing and soldering of half handles before they're hafted to a blade and then machine polished, multi-polished. They go through a vibratory process too to smoothen the edges. And then there's quite an amount of hand polishing before it eventually goes to the electroplating shop. Yeah, all hand polishing. Yes. Every single piece is hand polished. It's hard to get younger people to take an interest. We're okay. We've got a number of cutlers, craftsmen in their 40s. But unfortunately, we will be losing some of the older ones soon. It's enjoyable work, too.
It's great satisfaction
in seeing the end
product. But it's creating. I mean, that's the bottom line is it's creative.
We're going to go down to what we call the White House, is where our jewellery is mostly made.
Oh, the White House. A very appropriate.
Quality control packing. Electroplating here is where we actually plate the pure silver onto the items you've seen pass through the floor. So here we have the ability to gold and silver plate.
Very good.
And here's the packing on the left hand side.
Quality control, which we're very, very strict on, and packing. I'm particularly busy now at this time of year preparing for Christmas.
Yes.
Christmas decorations, jewellery and tableware. 40% of our business is done in the last 2 months of the year, so it's particularly busy.
40%, that much?
40% in the last 2 months,
And you have to be able to meet demand. If not, then it's over. So important.
We don't just start producing in those 2 months. Like, we're producing months beforehand, stockpiling, and then... Sure. So it's a bit like farming, you know, it's very seasonal.
Well, that's very true.
So this is the end part of our tour. This is where we have a wall of fame. We have pictures of some of our long-serving staff, many of them who worked for over 50 years. This guy here, Willie Kett, I worked with him. He had nearly 65 years service.
Did he?
In those days, he would have started working at the age of 13, and they still stayed way after retirement age of 65. I think he was here up to 75.
Was he? Rightly so, if he liked it.
It's the end of our tour.
That is fantastic.
Yeah,
that is wonderful. Well, now we have obviously lots more to see because we have the Museum of Style Icons.
Yes.
We have the small matter of Noel.
Noel, Lord love
us. Noel will be with us. Noel will be with us. At the table, I got a glimpse of the table. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a stunning Christmas table.
Yeah.
So we have a look at that. And then we also have to collect our special Marty in the Morning Christmas decoration. So we'll have to get that.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Well cooked.
Good man. God bless you. William, thank you so much. It was
a great... Thank you, Martin.
And thank you for...
And thank you for taking the time to come down and see us.
No, but for the hostility and everything. It's great. We love
pleasure.
It.
Pleasure.
Thank you.